Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed tonight. So let me just do a little Hakdama. So the Mishnah tonight, the Gemara is going to discuss a special din by the Nazir. If you remember, we learned earlier in the Gemara on Daf Chav Zayin with Beis, the Gemara has a Braisa. So the Braisa says, this is on Chav Zayin with
We
Beis.
can't see you. Something
Oh,
changed.
okay, a second. Let me see why you can't see me. What happened? What happened that you can't see me? I wonder what I did. One second. I'm trying to figure out how come you can't see me. One minute. Let me see. Oh, there you go. Okay. Now you can see me. Okay. So again, on a Chavzayin Beis, the Gemara mentioned there's a lima the Gemara had from Korbano. The Gemara says that a person can only be yotzei with his own korban. They know yotzei be korbano shel aviv. The Gemara learned a person can't fulfill his obligation. So if a person had a chiyuv korban chatat. And his father separated out of Korban Chatat, so a person can't fulfill his obligation with that Korban. And then the Gemara also had a limud, if the father had designated money for a Korban, so and then his father died, that the son cannot fulfill his obligation with that. So now, tonight's daf, we're going to learn that there's an exception for that halacha by Nazir. So we'll go through the Mishnah, and then we'll take them one thing at a time. So if you look on Lamed Amud Aleph, so in the Mishnah, so first, I'll read the Mishnah the way we have it, and then I'll go through the Mishnah the way that the Bali Tosfot and the way the Rosh has it. Okay, so Matnitin, Ha'ish Megaleach on the Zirat Aviv, Ve'Ha'ish Megalachad on the Zirat Aviv. First, Tana says that a man Megaleach on the Zirat Aviv means that he can use the father's money. When it says on the Zirat Aviv, it means his father was a Nazir. The father had designated money for his concluding korbanos, and the father died before he used up the money. So the Gemara says, "Ha'ish megaleach al nazir aviv, v'ha'ish megalachad al nazir aviv." But a woman can't do it with her own father; only a man with his father, but not a woman with her mother. And Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that the Sfas Emes asks, "What about a man with his mother? Let's say the mother was a nazir and she left money." So I don't know if they have an answer for that, but it's in their ha'ara. So he says, "Ha'ish megaleach al nazir aviv, v'ha'ish megalachad al nazir aviv." Ketzad. Now again, I'm going to read the Mishnah the way we have it, and then I'll go over the Mishnah the way the Bali Tosfot and the way the Rosh learns it. So, Ketzad, Nishei Aviv Nazir, if a person's father was a Nazir, the father had separated money that was not designated. So we know a bag of money. It doesn't say, this money is for the Chatat, this is for the Shlamim, this is for the Ola. He doesn't say that. So he says, on the Ziruto, Umay, and then the father died, the Amar, and the son said, I'm a Nazir, subject to the stipulation, and I want to use my father's money for the Korbanot. Maybe if he's got a discount rate or something like that. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, so according to Amar Rabbi Yossi, the son cannot use his father's money under those circumstances. What is the case that a person can use the father's money? Misha hu v'aviv nazirim, if he and his father were both nazirim, in other words, so they're both contemporaneous nazirim. If Risha aviv mount stumim nazirito, the father separated money, stumim, he didn't designate, specifically which money for which, korban, who made, and the father died, zosh megaleach on the zir aviv. So that's a case where he is megaleach on the zir aviv. And the Rishami mentions that, and Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned this. So this is the version that the Rishami has. Rishami wants to say that based on the pasuk, that a person has to declare his nazirus and then separate the korbanot. So he can't have the money separated for the korbanot and then declare his nazirus. So according to that ukimta, so then that's the reason why it works in the second case and not in the first case. But having said that, the Bali Tosfot and the Rosh flip over the cases and the holdings in the Mishnah, which goes better with the Brice that we're going to learn in the Gemara. So let me flip it over now. It's just reversing the cases, what's good and what's bad. And so I'll learn it now the way the Bali Tosfot learned it. And you can look in Tosfot down below, 8 lines from the bottom. Ha'ish megalech on the Zirat Aviv, and Ish megalechat Ketzad, Misha hu v'aviv nazirim. So Tosfos says the first case in the Mishnah, which is the case where it's not good, is Hayahu v'aviv nazirim. They were both, he and his father were nazirim contemporaneously.
the Frishav Yivmalt Nazirato, and the father separated money for his Naziris, who made, and then the father died, Rabbi Yossi Meir Hare Elu Yipulun Adava. So in this version, which is the version we're going to be using, in the same way the Ref has it, if they're contemporaneous, the son cannot use it. He says, Ve'ezush Melech on the Zirat Aviv, what's the case that a person could use the money that his father left over? Hareshi Aviv Nazir, if his father was a Nazir, Vayulamotz to him, he had designated where he had money that was undesignated money. He says, Umeid, and the father died, Be'amar Harini Nazir, Amanach Kalech Amod Abba, and the son said, I'm a Nazir, subject to my ability, the stipulation that I could use this money that my father had, Zeush Megalech on the Zirat Aviv. That's the case where he's Megalech on the Zirat Aviv. Hachi Garsin and Perish Kadmonim, that's the gears of the version in the earlier, you know, the earlier text. Uva Perish Rabbeinu Baruch, Uva Arbeis Farim Heen, Uva Aviv, Nazir, Megalech Amod Aviv. He says that one second. Right. One second. Right. He says, "V'im b'chayi aviv, ain't a megaleh." So the way he corrects it on the side, he's got it in his hot goat downstairs. He says, "V'im eino b'chayi aviv, ain't a megaleh." So that's, in other words, some have the version the way we have it in the printed in our Mishnah, but the way we're going to go is that is the way the first way Tosfos learns. Okay, so let's just repeat again. And then we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. So again, there's a chiddush that the Tanna Mishnah teaches me. We learned earlier in the Braisa that if a father, you always have to separate your own money for your own korban. So, but the exception is an exception by a Nazir. There's a case that the Nazir is allowed to use the money that his father separated, and the father wasn't able to use the money because the father died. So the way that the Balei Tosfot and the Rush learns, the case that he could use the money, which is going to be the second case in the Mishnah, is if that the father had designated the money and then the father died and then the son says, I'm a Nazir on condition that I could use this money. So that's the case that he can use his father's money. Okay, who's had questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, I'm moving on. Now, I do have to mention something. Yesterday you asked me a question, Michael. In yesterday's daf, we had a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai with Machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about when a father can make his son into a Nazir. So Rabbi Yochanan says halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, and Reish Lakish says it's in the Rabbanan, the Shekhinah. So Michael asked me last night, he said, how can you have a machloket on something which halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai? So I was talking to this Rabbi Roblowski today. He says, and I've seen this Rambam. The Rambam is hakdama to the Shas. He says that you can't have it. That's the source. The Rambam says you can't have a machloket on Moshe Mi-Sinai. So this is right. It does come out of the Shas this way. He, Rabbi Roblowski, said he put two of the problems here to discuss all the questions you can ask on the Rambam. But you're right. It does come out even what the Rambam says. Okay, now back in the Gemara.
Can you just repeat what you just said to Michael? Missed that.
Okay, last night we were discussing in the Gemara.
That we got when you turned away, we missed it.
Yes, so.
Answer that the Rambam says.
So it is a stira. In other words, the Rambam says it can't be a question on Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. This is a stira to that. And Rabbi Roblowski said he thought it was true from the Chabos Yair, who discusses all the questions on the Rambam, who says like that. Okay?
Thanks.
Okay. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Four lines from the bottom on Maman Amin Aleph. So the Gemara says, my taima. Now, when the Gemara says my taima, what is the question with my taima? So if you look in the bottom line in the Rush is the bottom line in the Rush. So the Rush says, my taima galeach on the Zir Aviv. So Rush takes it. The question is, why is Prabhus's Andersh the Nechvin, Allah Nechvin, Gansin Yor? Why is this night different than all the other nights? Why is this Korban different than all the Korban? You can't use anybody else's money you can't use your money that's been designated for somebody else's Korban. How come in this case you could? That's the way that the Rush takes the question. But if you look in the Rashi / Mefarish says, why is it that the woman can't use her father's money, and the man could. And that's the way Tosfos learns it also. So we'll see back in the Gemara. We'll see what the strength of each side is. So my Gemara, my Tamara. So what's the reason? So going with the rush. So the question is, why in this case is he allowed to use the money? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan halachi he ben azir. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if halachal Moshe b'Sinai by Nazir, this is the way it is. It's halachal Moshe b'Sinai. Now, if you go with the pshat that the Rush said, so then some have some extra words here. Some here now quote the line in the Mishnah that Isha Megalachet al Nazirat Avia, and then the Gemara says Pshita. But if you leave it the way the Rashi and the Tosfos have it, the one thing flows in the other. So it means, why would it be that that the woman doesn't do for her, or for why a woman can't use her father's money? So Rabbi Yochum said, Lachim Moshe b'Sinai. But either way, Pshita. So my lameimra de ben yorish and aviv, but lo. So the Gemara says, like, isn't it obvious? We know that when it comes to dina yerusha, so a son is the one who yarshens the estate. Women, if they're sons, don't yarshen the estate. So why would I think that a woman could use the money? In other words, if it follows the dina yerusha, obviously not. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha d'leitla, d'leitla yelabat. In other words, the case that the Mishnah is addressing itself is where the person doesn't have any sons. He only has a daughter. He
says, Tevye.
So he says, or Rashi only had daughters. So Ma'u Detema, so I would think, Yorshim Gemirila. So we're learning a din, sort of like with Yerusha, Kamashmalan Halacha. So Kamashmalan Halacha, Moshe B'Sinai. So the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying with this, he's saying, he says that Reb Chaim says, there's two types of Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. You can have a Halacha that's with Reshet, and a halacha that's mechadeshet. In other words, one is halacha Moshe B'Sinai that elaborates on an existing mitzvah in the Torah. Like, I don't know what the, you know, shear, let's say for achila, let's say I have a mitzvah to eat matzah, and I don't know what it is. The halacha Moshe B'Sinai teaches me, it's, you know, designed to stand to the cross. That's elaborating on something where I know it's mitzvah. There's another type of halacha Moshe B'Sinai, which is mechadeshet. I don't know the whole mitzvah. In other words, I don't know the whole thing from the whole book. Like Nisa Kamayan, I don't know. Then poof, halacha Moshe B'Sinai, I have this whole thing. So the question is here, why the Nazir, when the Nazir gets to use his father's money, is that halacha mefareshet? Is that explaining? Is it that we know the dina in Yerusha, and he's saying as an analog that dina in Yerusha, so this is part of, in other words, this money is not really part of the estate. Because the money, he was already makdish the money, so he doesn't own the money anymore. It's part of, belongs to Hekdesh. But do I say it's part of the Dina Yerusha? So it follows the Dina of Yerusha. So this halacha Moshe B'Sinai is just elaborating more on an existing halacha that we know, is the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying. Or do I say it's a halacha Mechadeshet? It's got nothing to do with Yerusha. It's in the Belt Arayin. So here, the Gemara wants to say that the case over here is he only has a daughter. So I would think, Yorshin Gemiri law, so I would think that the halacha is, it's a din that tracks the din by Yerusha. In other words, by Yerusha, so here now, so in this case, the daughter does Yarshin the father. So if there's only a daughter, the father, the daughter is the Yereshet. She inherits the whole state. So if it's following, tracking the dinim of Yerusha, so in this case, I would think the daughter could use the father's money. That's what I would think. So Kamash Balan, the top line, and I'm going to base Kamash Balan, halacha. So the Kamash Balan, that is a halacha. So according to the way the flow would be, there's a halacha mechudeshet. In other words, it's separate from the din of Yerusha. Listen, somebody's not muted and is making some noise here, so I have to mute somebody, okay? So now that person is muted. Okay, now let me go back. All right, so I'm going to do another line or two, and then we'll pause. Or maybe, does anybody have any questions up till now? If anybody has any questions, speak now or forever hold your peace. Anybody have any questions? Okay, let's go further in the Gemara. So we're on Lama number days on the top line. So Ibai Lahu, the question was asked in the base medrash, Pligi Rabbana Leid Rabbi Yossi Olo Pligi. Rabbi Yossi says a halacha in the Mishnah, and again, going with the version of the Mishnah, the way that the Bali Tosfot and the Rush have it, that there's a case that if the father left money for his korbanot Naziris, and the father was a Nazir, and then the father dies, and then he leaves a son who's a Nazir, so then that son who's a Nazir, and the son says, I'm going to be a Nazir only on condition that I could use his money, so Mela, then the son, then under those circumstances, the son could use the money. So do the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yossi, or are they cholek with him? He says, "V'im timsi lomar pligi," and if you say they're cholek with him, a ratio or a sefer, are they cholek in the ratio or the Seifa. So how would that work? Let's look at the Rush on here. Look at the Rush, the sixth line from the top of the Rush. So Ibailu pli Rabbanu Le de Rabbi Yosi Bim Timsalomar pli Aresha da Afilu Huvi Aviv Nazirim Yigaleach Amor Aviv. In other words, if they're cholek, maybe they're more expansive than Rabbi Yosi. Maybe not only they hold like Rabbi Yosi's din, that where the son survives the father and then the son becomes a Nazir, then he can use the money. But maybe they disagree even in the first case of the Mishnah, the way that the Tosfos and the Rush learns the first case of the Mishnah, that where the father and the son are both simultaneous Nazirim, perhaps they hold in that case as well, the son could use it, in which case they're cholek on the Resha. He says, oh, a Seifa, or perhaps in the Rush, perhaps the whole case the Seifa of the Mishnah, meaning the Apilu Nazar Achar Mitar Aviv, that even in the case where the son became a Nazir after the death of his father, Einam Galeach, late Lu Halacha, they don't hold from this Halacha Moshe Sinai. Similarly, we had last night with Reish Lakish from Yochanan. Yochanan says we had Halacha Moshe Sinai, Reish Lakish, I don't think so. So this would be the same case here. So that's the question in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, back in the Gemara, on the second line, Vim Timsi Lomar Pligi Aresha Was Seifa, if they're cholek, are they cholik in the Resha case, in which, so either they agree with him totally, or they're cholik in the Resha, they're more expansive than him, cholik and learning more cases, or they're cholik in the Seifa, and they're more, you know, constrictive than Rabbi Yosef, they don't hold from this whole Halakha Moshe Sinai. So Tashma, so now the Gemara quotes a Brisa, and this Brisa is on all fours with the way that the Tosfos and the Rush learned the Mishnah. But the only case, is the fact is, that the case is reversed, but the holding is the same. So Tashma, Ketzar Amru Ha'ish Megaleach on Zirut Aviv, what's the case where Chazal teaches that a father, that the son could be Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv? Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv means he takes the father's money. So there's the father's money the father designated for his Zirus. And Megaleach means he's going to use the money for his concluding Korbanot. That's what it means. So it says, Ketzar Amru Ha'ish Megaleach on the Zirut Aviv, Misha Aviv Nazir, if a person's father was a Nazir, B'Efrish Aviv Ma'ul Naziruto, and his father separated money for his Nazirus, who made, and then the father died, B'Amar Harina Nazir Manach Galeach Amod Abba, and he said, well, I'm going to be a Nazir on condition that I can use that money that my father designated, or didn't, it's not designated money, but the money that he separated, Zeu Shem Galeach Amod Aviv. That's the case where a son could use it, and that's the second case in our Mishnah. But it's on all fours in the Mishnah, the way we learned it according to Tosfos. Aval, Misha Ahuv Aviv Nazirim, but if he and his father were both Nazirim simultaneously, Befrish Aviv Ma'ul Nazirito, and his father separated money for his concluding Korbanot, who made, and then the father died, Hare Elu Yiplu Nadava Divu Rabbi Yosi. So that, according to the Tanah Rabbi Yosi, Yiplu Nadava, and here again we see, we can understand why Tosfos and the Rush, they're learning our Mishnah in conformity with this Brisa. In other words, it's not going to be a steer between our Mishnah and the Brisa. The whole thing's the same, just the cases are reversed. But the Brisa adds on, Reb Lezer, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, these three Tanoim, Reb Lezer, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Amru, Zehu Shemagaleach, Amor Aviv. In other words, the second case where he says they're contemporaneous, where Tana Reb Yosi says he can't use the money, then in that case, these three Chachamim, i.e. Reb Lezer, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda hold, even in that case, they could use the money. So meaning the Chachamim are more expansive than Rabbi Yosi. They're more expansive than Rabbi Yosi. Okay, so, all right, so that's that piece. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Are we good? All right, so I'm going to go further in the Gemara unless anybody has any questions. All right, so now, by Rabba. So Rabba with a hey asked the following question, Yesh lo shnei banim nazirim mahu. Let's say, whatever case is that we said that the son could use the father's money, so according to the Tanah Rabbi Yosi, it's only where the son becomes a Nazir after the father's death, or according to the Chachamim, it's even when the father is a Nazir and the son also becomes a Nazir. Whatever the case is that the son could use the money, what if instead of one son who's a Nazir, he's got two sons who are Nazirim, he says, Mahu, Hilchata Gemirin La Kul Dekarim Gilach Gal Gilach, or the way that the Bach has it, called the Kadam Megaleah, do we say it's strictly Halakha Moshe Misinai, meaning it follows its own rules, it means totally separate and distinct from the Dinim of Yerusha, and saying that whichever son took the Neder to be a Nazir first, he gets the whole jackpot. In other words, the father's a Nazir, and then either the son is surviving the father, and two sons survive the father, and one of them takes a Neder to be a Nazir before the other son, or according to Chachamim, it could even be when the father's alive, but one took the neder nazir before the other son. So is the halacha of the Shemi Sinai that the first son who takes the neder, he wins like the lottery. He gets all the money if the father dies, you know, for the money that's, for the korbanot. Odilma, Yerusha Gemirinla. Or perhaps, again, the same idea that we had before, how is this halacha? Is it, like we could say, the way Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, quoting Reb Chaim, is it a halacha, mechudeshet? Is it like a totally unique halacha with its own rules and separate everything from everything else? In which case, we could say the first son, take the netter, he's the one who gets the whole money, he won the jackpot. Or we say it tracks the dinim of Yerusha. Now, it's not a din in Yerusha because this money is money that the father was makbish. So the father doesn't own this money anymore. So it's not Yerusha per se, but it's going to track similar halachot by the dinim of Yerusha. He says, Odilma Yerusha Gemirla Upal Gahabi. Or so maybe if I say it's like Dina Yerusha, so it doesn't mean perfectly Yerusha because the son, the father could have five sons, but all the sons are not going to share this pot of money. But if he has two sons who are Nazirim, maybe the two sons split the pot equally, and maybe that's the way it works. So that's the question the Gemara has. So the Gemara doesn't resolve that question. But
maybe if one of the sons is a Bechor,
We'll come to it. The Gemara is going to come to it for it. Okay? So now the Gemara says, look here, it was the next line in Fern, by Rava. Rava poses this question. Now, again, the Rush points out that if the earlier one is Rava with a hey, this has got to be Rava with Aleph, because if it would be the same person, the Gemara wouldn't mention the name again. By Rava, Bechor Upashut Mai. Says, what if it's the two sons, assuming that the two sons, again, in the previous who came to the question was, does one son win the whole jackpot, or they divide it equally between them? So if one son wins the whole jackpot, that's the end of our inquiry. He says, and we could look here in the Rush for a minute, he says on the side, by Rava, Yesh lo shnei banim, Rabbi Yossi shenadru achar mitzvah aviyim, Urabanan apachai aviyim, Halacha gemi rila kol dekadim negalech, Misha kadam lidor, Nazirut betchila, Odilma Yerusha Gemiri Upli. So anyway, so if I assume that it's the son makes the neder first, then it's the end of the inquiry. But if I assume that it's going to be divided, tracking the dinim of Yerusha, so then Rava asks, Bechor Pashut Mai, what if one son is a Bechor and the other is a Pashut, a non-Bechor? So how are we dividing this up here? So Hilchata Gemirin La, Behilkach Lobai Giluche Lefumai Deshakil. Do I say this is a separate halacha and it has its own rules and regulations? So in Akinami they'll divide it equally, irrespective of the fact that one's a Bechor, Odilma Yerushahi. Or do I say that it dovetails more closely to the dinim of Yerusha, the Kihek and the Shakil Pishnayim, and just like the Bechor gets twice as much as the Pashut with the regular Yerusha, Hachi Migaleh. So I'll say in the same fashion with this as well, the Bechor will get more. Perhaps we'll say like that. And then the Gemara says, Bim Timsi Lomar Yerushahi, assuming that we're going to follow closely the dinim of Yerusha, and we're going to say that, based on what each son gets in terms of Yerusha, so he'll get a proportionate amount in this money that the father left for Naziris. But notwithstanding that, I can still argue that the Pishnayim is a din by Chulin. He says, maybe some which is Hekdesh, so there is no Shaykhus, the Pishnayim by Hekdesh. So the Torah says, "Kiyah b'chor ben asnuya kiyah lo kate lo pishnayim b'chol asher yimatzi lo." He has to give him pishnayim b'chol asher yimatzi lo, that which he seized of at the time of his death. But is he in possession of this money? No, it's hektesh money. So maybe it's totally mufka from these dinim of Yerusha. Odilma came in the kani le giluach. Or perhaps, maybe since he does acquire it, for Giluach, and there was the sons that are getting it for the concluding, maybe no difference. Now, okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
So it's not resolved.
Not resolved. Okay. Everybody good?
And I see a teiku at the bottom of the parrot.
All right, hang tight. We're not there. Nice to see everybody here. Just checking out who's here. Okay. All right, many more people on Zoom, I can tell you, than here in the base matters. Okay, now, let's go in for the concluding matter here. So, okay, now the Gemara says, six lines from the bottom, Aviv Nazir Olam, Vuhu Nazir Stam. Let's say, going back, we said the son gets to use the money that the father designated, but what if the father is a different type of Nazir than the son? And here he's referring to the Zir Olam and Daf Yomi. People may recall, we have this at the beginning of our Masechta on Daf Dalid. So the Mishnah on Daf Dalid said, what's with a Nazir Olam? So if you want, you can look back at the Mishnah on Daf Dalid of an Aleph 4a. So the Mishnah says, Babi Nazir Olam of Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam, Echbit Saro Mekil Batar. If he's a Nazir Olam, a Nazir in perpetuity, this type of Nazir is that a person can accept upon themselves. So in Echbit Saro Mekil Batar. So if the hair got too long, so he can cut it, he gets to cut it periodically with Yishtosh Behemot. And every time he cuts his hair, he has to go through the same process that a regular Nazir would go through at the conclusion of his Nazirus. He's got to bring three animals. So he's got to bring three korbano. The Nitma may be korban tuma. When he comes to Tameh, he brings the korban tuma. So the Nazir Olam, now, how often does the Nazir Olam cut of his hair? You may recall. So we learned three shitot in the Gemara. So on Daf Hey, the Gemara mentioned three shitot. One was Yud Beit Chodesh. Rebbe says that Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. And he says, one second. Yeah. So one opinion is Yud Beit Chodesh every 12 months. And Rebbe Nehorai says every 30 days. And Rebbe Yossi says Me'erev Shabbat, Me'erev Shabbat, every Friday. All right. So we're on the end of the Gemara on Lamed Amud Beis. Daniel, if you want to have a Gemara, you have one or not? Okay. So Lamed Amud Beis, it's a few lines from the end of the parak. So the Gemara says, so we're talking about the din. Have you been following? We're talking about the din that the son gets to use money that the father separated for his Nazirus. But let's say the father was a Nazir Olam. He's a Nazir in perpetuity. The son is like a garden variety Nazir. Does Allah still pertain? So Aviv Nazir Olam, who Nazir Stam, or Aviv Nazir Stam, where the father is like a garden variety Nazir, who Nazir Olam, mine. So what's the halacha there? Ki gemirin hilchata b'stam nazirut. When we learned the halacha b'shem Sinai, is that only by istam nazirut odim alo shana. Now, the Rabbi Leibowitz was saying, even if his father would be in the Nazir Olam and he would be in the Nazir Olam, he thought it would still be a problem. In other words, maybe the halacha b'shem Sinai only relates to like the istam nazirut. In other words, like a regular term nazirut. So Nazir Olam maybe has no kesher to this halacha lo shem Sinai. He says, so even if you'll say, let's say that it doesn't make a difference whether he's a Nazir Olam or a regular Nazir, but either way, though, the korbanot are Nazir Tara. In other words, the korbanot the father separated the money for, whether he's a Nazir Olam or he's a regular Nazir, it's a Nazir Tara. In other words, Nazir is that the korbanot that Nazir brings at the completion of his term, or which are the same as that which a Nazir Olam brings when he wants to get a haircut. He says, but by Rabashi, Aviv Nazir Tamei, Behu Nazir Tahor, but Rabashi poses the question, let's say his father was a Nazir Tamei. Let's say the father, he was observing a term of Nazirus, he became Tamei, so now there are different korbanot he has to bring, and he separated this money for his Tuma, and then he died, or Aviv, and then the son is a Nazir Tahor. He says, Aviv Nazir Tahor, that's the father was a Nazir Tahor, Behu Nazir Tamei, and the son is a Nazir Tamei. So my, what's the din in that case? So the Gemara says, take it. The Gemara is not able to resolve that. The Gemara is not able to resolve it. Okay, any questions on anything we did so far?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Nazir Olam.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
With the Nazir Olam, I know that you said there were three different frequencies, possible opinions for when he can do it. Is he required, right. Is he required to do it those frequencies, or he may do it?
Yeah, I don't think he's required to do it. It said the Mishnah says, if his speed saro, if his hair got too heavy for him, that's in his discretion. But if the one who says once a year, you know, I think he'd be well advised to do it.
Well, the reason why I ask is like, Avshalom was a
That's correct.
So it has to be very long. It would have to be very long.
Right. Well, that I think the Gemara brought that as a raya for the Yubes Chodesh. Okay. Yeah. Now, let me do some different Torah.
A question.
Yeah.
Is there a time limit when you become Tame as to when you have to bring the korban out?
I'm not aware of any time limit. He has to bring it, and he has to bring it before he can, you know, resume his negative letter to Zerus. So the only thing that might be a time limit, remember we learned from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that if a person takes the netter to bring korbanot, he has to do it.
Hello, shrigalim or something.
Shrigalim. So I'm just wondering if he took a netter to be a nazir, whether that, you know, the clock would run with that. But I'm not aware of any other time limit. Okay, now let me go over a little bit from from yesterday's daf a little bit. All right, one thing that came up in yesterday's daf was we said that according to Reish Lakish, where the father imposes the netter nazirus on the son, but it's just a din d'rabbanan, kina. So we asked, so haka akil nevelet. The Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, so how can they ever bring like the korbanot for tuma would be these birds, the chatara of, and so the kohen will be eating a nevelet. The kohen will be eating a nevelet because he'll be doing malika on the bird, and the bird is really not chayav on malika on a deraisa level. So the kohen will be eating a nevelet. That's what we asked in yesterday's daf. And then the Gemara ended up saying that according to one Tana, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Huda, ain't shechita l'of ben haTorah. There's no din of shechita l'of ben haTorah. And so Mela, under these circumstances, they permitted Kohen to eat it. That's what the Gemara ended up saying. So he quotes here a question by Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Sefer of the Beis Yitzchak. So the Beis Yitzchak is also the name of the Sefer that Yeshiva Rinskel Chanan comes out with every year with the Divrei Torah from. But anyway, this is Sefer by Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis. So he says like this, Reish Lakish says in Maseches Yoma, Adaf Ein Gimel, Chatzi Shir Mu Charman HaTorah. It says, Machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, if a person eats a Chatzi Shir, so do you transgress on a Torah level or not? So let's say the Torah says, which the Torah does say, let's say on Yom Kippur, which is what the Gemara is discussing over there, from Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat like the size of Kotebet Agasha, like a fat date of food on Yom Kippur, and if you do, it's a Chiyuv Karet. So let's say a person has half of that volume, so do you violate Yom Kippur on a Torah level or a rabbinic level? So leaving out the rabbinic part, but on the Torah level, so Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan says the Torah prohibits Chatzi Shir, which is the way we follow Rabbi Yochanan, but Reish Lakish holds on a Chatzi Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah. So in our Gemara, Reish Lakish is the one who says that it's Chinuch. So the Gemara asks, within Reish Lakish, how is the Kohen going to eat this bird? Because it's an Avela. But according to Reish Lakish, Chatzi Shir Mutar Min HaTorah. So isn't there a simple answer? The Kohen, according to Reish Lakish, just has less than the Shir, which would be less than a Kazayas. If he's less than a Kazayas, so it's Mutar Min HaTorah to have things that are prohibited if it's less than the Shir. Right? That's the question. So, say again what?
Wouldn't have less than a Kazayas.
Less than a Kazayas, right. In other words, the Torah prohibits only eating a Kazayas. But if I have less than a Kazayas, there's no Easter at all, according to Reish Lakish. So then what's the Kash in our Gemara against Reish Lakish? So he'll just have shiurim less than a kazayit, and with less than a kazayit, I can, in other words, be like on Yom Kippur, where you have a little bit of shiur, and you wait, let's say, 10 minutes or 11 minutes, and then he'll eat it. What's doing with that? Again, according to Reish Lakish, that's the shiur of Mutar Min HaTorah. Look how pila, Min HaTorah, it's totally Mutar, according to Reish Lakish. Now, maybe you say like this, just like every achila requires a kezayit, so whether it's achilas isur or achilas kiyum mitzvah, and pachod and kezayit is not achilas chashuva, maybe you can't fulfill the mitzvah of achilas korban in such a fashion. Maybe that would be a way out of it. In other words, if the Torah has a mitzvah of eating the korban, so maybe like bedafka, I have to eat it in with the units of a kezayit, and the question would go by the way. But the Tosos Yishanim, who he quotes here from the Maseches Yoma, is Mechadesh, that with korbanos, there's no mitzvah to eat dafka shir kezayit. And it's died just as long as the korban is eaten. So anyway, so our question is reinstated with this. So from here, the Beis Yitzchak brings an important, you know, proof to what you saw that the Prima Gadim says concerning the Isur of Achilas Nevela, which we'll go through now. You know, we usually don't talk about, like, this is, you know, getting a little bit long this year. We usually don't talk about stuff, you know, but we're in it now. Anyway, now, according to the number Rishonim, if a person eats Basar Nevela, he's over on two Isurim. So there's a lot in the Torah, lo tochal kol nevela, don't eat a nevela, but there's an Isur essay, the Zavakta. In other words, the Torah says, when you eat meat, you should shechted. So if I eat meat that isn't shechted, so I'm over on the Isur essay of the Zavakta. That's the way it was to go like this. So at first blush, both of those prescriptions or admonishments seem to be identical. He says that, you know, lots of times you have, you know, two Isurim on the same Maisa, but the Prima Gadim is Machadish, that the Isur Zavakta is not limited by the Klalin of Isur Nevela, meaning Dafka by the Isur Nevela, it says Lashon Achila, so the Shir of Isur is Mugbal to more than a Kazayah. So in other words, if I only have the Lav, Loto Falcon Nevela, that means I'm not allowed to eat a Kazayah of it. I mean, it's quite a I could have less than a Kazayah. But with the Isur essay, the Zavakta, that's saying that I, even any small amount, I can't eat. If I eat less than a small amount, I'm over on the Isur essay of Zavakta. That's where the Prima Gadim is saying that. So he wants to say you have a raya from our Gemara to this idea from the Prima Gadim. Right? You got it? In other words, so he says, so that's why the Gemara, you know, is tying against Reish Lakish, that he can't eat from this Basar Oath, because even if he eats a small amount, he'll be over on the Isur essay of Zavakta. Okay? Everybody good with that? Any questions? All right.
What's the Isur essay? What's the Isur essay again?
It says Bizavakta. Right. In other words, if you want to eat meat, you have to shecht it.
I got it.
So if you don't shecht it, you can't eat it.
Yeah.
All right? Is that right?
Yes, good.
Okay. So he's saying that with the Isur essay, even Reish Lakish, who holds a Chatzi Shir, is Mutar Min HaTorah, it's only by a lav. But in other words, where the lav is, where the lav sets a shear, so then a chassi shear is permissible. In the Isur essay, there is no shear. In other words, any amount you eat, you're over in the Isur essay. So Reish Lakish will also subscribe to that. Okay, now, let me just do a story, and I think that'll be it for tonight. All right, well, you know what, maybe I'll do a story, and then we'll do a little mishnah tomorrow night. All right, 1 second. Let me look here on Daf Lamed. Okay. All right, I'll read this little story, and then we'll see from there. Now, the following is from a letter that Rav Volbi Zitzal sent to another gadol who lost his mother in 1977. During your shiva, I was unable to visit and comfort your precious family, so I am writing the following lines in an effort to comfort you. Comforting a mourner does not entail enabling him to forget his mourning, as many mistakenly believe. We see this from the verse in Parshas Vayisara. This is by Nachem Yitzchak Achareimo. Yitzchak was comforted after his mother. He was comforted when he returned to the tent and saw that everything was on exactly the same spiritual level as when his mother was alive. Like it says after Yitzchak meets Rivka, so this is by Biel Yitzchak Ola Sarah Mo, that Yitzchak brought Rivka to the tent of Sarah's mother, and then this is by Yitzchak Yitzchak Achareimo. He became comforted after the death of his mother. So Rashi brings down that when Sarah was alive, there's always like an anan, there's a cloud above the tent, and there was a bracha and the isa, and there was a ner daluk, ner of Shabbat, ner of Shabbat. There was a candle burning from Friday to Friday. So Simon has a piece of Torah on that. He says that everything relates to the Mishkan. In other words, like the ner daluk is like the menorah in the Mishkan that's constantly burning. And the bracha and the isa, I think, is like the lechem apanim, and the anan kashur is like the anan was over the mishkan. Parshas Shavuos, Parshas Truma, meaning he saw like there was like the shechina was there in the house. In other words, so Rav Simon has a piece of Torah. He wants to say, I quoted this piece of Torah in my mother's levaya. But Rav Simon wants to say that, you know, the house should be a little bit like the mishkan anyway. So he wants to say like this. Like some people think, like the essence of shiva is to make the person forget everything. And, you know, you spend time joking, kibitzing. So he says, from here we learn the definition of true consolation. When someone loses a relative, they often find they had the leaning on the parent to enable their spiritual level. For this reason, people often fall spiritually after the death of a close relative. This, then, is the definition of consolation and comfort, to encourage the mourners and help prevent them from falling spiritually. The letter continues, your mother, the daughter of Gedolim, truly helped you stand at your present exalted level. To one as understanding as yourself, it is truly apparent that this is an opportunity for spiritual growth to ensure that the new generation without her will not fall short of the earlier generation anyway, will continue to grow spiritually, maintain the high standards of the past. This is an aspect of Ki avivi mi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeini, for my father and mother have abandoned me, but Hashem will gather me in. This is connected to Ha'ish Megaleach on the Zirah. I feel like a person can use his father's money for the Nazir. So Rav Obi's words help us understand the Mishnah that a son can become a Nazir and bring the offerings that his deceased father set aside for his own Nazirus. Ki avivi mi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeini, this symbolically shows that the new generation is committed to live up to the high standards of the old. In other words, the father had a din in the zeros. The father, the son has a din in the zeros. He's continuing on with Shashat and Masorah. Okay, let me do a few lines in the next Mishnah, and then we'll call it a night, okay? So, again, so Hadron Allah, Misha Amar, Yashkot, everybody, finish four Prakim and Nazir. Let's do a little bit of the next Mishnah. Okay, so on Laman of Days, now, Beit Shammai Amrim, Hekdesh Taud Hekdesh. Beit Shammai says, if a person was Makdish something mistakenly, it's still hektish. In other words, tough luck. And we'll see in a minute. The Hillel man ain't hektish. Hillel says, no, it was a mistake. So it's not. In other words, he meant to makdish the white animal. He's makdish the black animal. That's like a mistake. And Hillel says, tough luck. So Ketzad, Amar Shur Shakar, She Semi Beit Kibishon, Hariyu Hektish. If a person says, the black ox is going to come out of my house first, I don't come out of the house, whatever, depending on what it's doing, he says, all right, that's going to be hektish. And instead, a white ox came out of the house or the pen first. Beit Shammai Omrim Hekdesh. Beit Shammai says that's Hekdesh. He said, in other words, the first shore that comes out. So it didn't work out the way you saw it, but it's Hekdesh. Beit Shammai Omrim ain't no Hekdesh. Dinar Zahav Shelev Yadi Bishon Areyu Hekdesh. He says the golden dinar that's going to come out on the panel first, it's going to be Hekdesh. Yalash Lekes. In other words, he's digging his hands, let's say, into a bowl. And he says, the golden dinar that I'm going to pull the first is going to be hektish. So he got a silver dinar. So Beit Shammai Omrim hektish. Shammai says, that's hektish. Beit Shammai Omrim ain't no hektish. Chabit shel yayin, shalebi adi rishona harei hektish. He says, the chabit of yayin, like the barrel of wine that I'm going to grab first, will be hektish. Ve'alta shel shemen. Said he grabbed a barrel of oil. Beit Shammai Omrim hektish. Beit Shammai says, hektish. Beit Shammai Omrim ain't no hektish. Beit Shammai says, not hektish. One second. He says, one second. Okay. All right. Okay. I think I'm going to call it a night with this. Okay. So, you're supposed to study the recording.